Hello, this is Jeff J. Brown, China Rising Radio Sinoland, and the founder of Seek Truth from Facts Foundation. A fan named Betsy, who has generously contributed to my work financially, which I appreciate very much, and she occasionally drops me a message or two about what's going on and what she thinks needs to be looked at. And she sent me an article from Zero Hedge about how not just China, the country of China, but the Communist Party of China and Xi Jinping are flooding the United States with fentanyl. I wrote something about this, and I'll leave the link about all the illegals coming across the border and the fact that out of the millions that Biden is letting in, less than 2% of them are, no, 0.8% of them are Chinese. All the rest are every 150 other nationalities. And one of the suggestions in the information that was sent to me was that the Chinese were coming into China, coming into the United States to grow marijuana illegally, and it's all been organized, and the Communist Party of China's in there, and she's waking up every day and counting the number of marijuana farms that the Chinese are growing in the United States, and the number of Xi Jinping, he gets a daily report. Oh wow, a million doses of fentanyl got in through the Texas border today. Yeehaw! Let me tell you something. Blaming China for a U.S. problem is classic Western non-accountability. Mexico lets these precursors that are used to manufacture fentanyl into the country. The problem is the precursors to make fentanyl are also used to make antibiotics and other industrial uses. So it would be very easy for the United States and Mexico to create import licenses for these precursors, and the company applying for these precursors would have to justify their use. Are you making antibiotics? Are you making industrial products? Are you making other medicine? And if they aren't, they don't get the license. And if they do get the license, how much are you going to make? What are your annual sales? What are you selling? What antibiotic are you selling? What industrial products are you selling? What other medicine are you selling? How much? How much can you justify importing these precursors? That would be true for Mexico and for the United States. It would be so simple. Both countries have customs agents. Both countries have import regulations and rules. Both countries have licenses. Import licenses. Both countries have X-ray machines, you know, to catch this stuff coming into the country. But they don't want to do it because, first of all, both the United States and Mexico are incredibly corrupt. And they are both narco states. And Mexico, of course, is unfortunately, even though AMLO, the president's a good guy and he's trying real hard, but the Mexican gangs are working with the CIA, and the CIA controls the global drug empire all over the world. And it's the CIA that's helping get all these drugs into the country. And they go straight to all the poor neighborhoods and minority neighborhoods across the United States. And they do not want to get rid of all these illegal drugs in America because it wipes out the possibility to launder money. I interviewed John Potash, and in his books about Tupac Shakur and other black liberation leaders, when Tupac got the Crips and the Bloods and the Young Lords, the black and Latino gangs to quit fighting and to quit selling drugs and to promote socialism to help their people like the Black Panthers did back in the 1960s. That's why he got shot and murdered by the FBI and the U.S. government, because all of a sudden all the small businesses and all of the small and the local banks were all bitching and moaning because they didn't have any money to launder. And they were very upset that they did not have that illegal profit on their black books. And I'm talking about small businesses in Chicago and Houston and Los Angeles and New York, etc., Miami. So they were all upset because they didn't have money to launder. And that's why he got whacked. So this is not a China problem. This is not a Communist Party of China problem. This is not a Xi Jinping problem. This is an American problem, and it's not going to go away because the CIA and the gangs in Mexico who are working with them, and the gangs and of course the mafia works with the CIA in the United States for distribution and profit. That's capitalism, baby. You know, it's just not going to go away. It will always be there. Before fentanyl, it was marijuana. Before marijuana, you know, it was heroin and cocaine, and it still is, although now marijuana has become legalized. But again, as I showed in the link that I'll leave you, the previous post that I did, you know, the Chinese gangs are in Mexico. Well, of course they are. There's Chinese gangs all over the world. That they're not the Communist Party of China, and they're not Xi Jinping. There's French gangs, there's English gangs, there's Irish gangs, there's Jewish gangs, there's Nigerian gangs. They're everywhere. There's Indian gangs, Russian gangsters. There's criminal gangs all over the world. And to single out Chinese gangs who are making fentanyl in Mexico in cahoots with the Mexican gangs is not a China problem. It's a Mexican problem because they're working also with the Mexican gangs and the CIA. Want to stop it? Just create import licenses, import permits, and justification for the precursors that are needed to bring it in. But it's not going to happen. Even if they did try it, the gangs in Mexico are so powerful that they're just going to bribe and blackmail and extort the customs people. If you don't let this stuff in, we're going to kill your mother and your wife and your kids. So that's even if they tried, it wouldn't work. So don't blame Xi Jinping. Don't blame the Communist Party of China. Don't blame China, because they are exporting legitimate precursors that are used for a number of other things besides fentanyl. This is Jeff J. Brown, China Rising Radio Sinoland, and the founder of Seek Truth from Facts Foundation, signing out. Thank you.